My name is Jacqueline Ross, and I've been a volunteer out with the Tending and Gathering Garden at the Crash Creek Nature Preserve for about 10 years. The Tending and Gathering Garden is especially important to me because it is an outdoor teaching gallery for people that want to see fiber, food plants that are important to Native peoples in California, and learn a bit about how people have been continually using these resources and how to take care of them. Sometimes people are just interested in how California Natives live today, thinking somehow that we're really separate, have many separate activities than our ancestors, and that's usually not the case. There is quite a continuum of skills and values that's passed from each generation to the other, so it's been enjoyable sharing that with people and also helping people become mindful of how that happens in every culture if there's somebody that cares. Other things that people realize along the way are how far that they've come from their own cultural roots sometimes. When you talk to certain visitors, it's maybe been three or four generations since they've gathered and processed their own food from a natural area, or the last time that they had a basket weaver or a lace maker or somebody that made their own traps for animals has been great-great-grandfathers. And so it helps people realize how far we've moved away from foods and traditional skills and the benefits of maybe going back to some of that, retracing some of those roots. The natural areas have been impacted pretty heavily, and access has been limited now to a lot of places where people traditionally gather. That's manifested in my life by making me more vigilant about protecting the so-called wild places that we have left, and also creating opportunity for people to grow their own appreciation of where food comes from and the importance of some natural space in their own lives.